Okay, snijm hem op.
After the press conference, I can
English.
Okay.
Speak loudly.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. So, whose idea was to organize conference in Slovenia? Who is to blame?
I think I am. At that time, I was working for a Slovenian company who was working on open office, localizing, and we thought, actually, I came up with the idea that maybe if no one else, you know, applied, we could get picked. But I didn't really imagine that it was possible, so it was my idea, though.
So when you, how do you say, won?
Yeah, when
what,
we
what
won.
What were the, your feelings?
Well, I was
first one.
Yeah. Actually, first it was a shock because I didn't expect to win. You know, we compete with French, so I said, we'll never win. Then, yeah, good.
Nice. Yeah, I think it was winning the idea to join the shoe community together, because and to arrange the conference in one place as like Capodistria, Coppa Capodistria. This is quite a nice place, and people are happy to come in a seaside and so on. Yeah.
So, how much work was the organization of the conference?
How much work
there was? Yeah,
a lot,
quite a lot. Yeah,
few months. It was bad time because there were holidays in between July and August. It started to get companies. It started to get contacts for everything.
Okay, you talk with the developers. What was their feedback now they're here? And also, yeah, what were their most interesting requests for you?
They don't have any.
Basically, didn't have any
request.
Special request. They said, okay, you
gave them wireless and they were very happy.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
The first thing that one developer asked coming here, it's where is the internet connection? I need an internet connection. Yeah, it is true.
Yeah. How much internet connection then do we have?
We have three
four
wireless LAN.
Yeah,
three
yeah.
Wireless, and we can use two PC classrooms on the faculty. By the way, Andre Schnabel is responsible for fixing universities. Reverse DNS. There was a problem, so Open Office org site responded in 4 minutes instead of 4 seconds, let's say. So guys from the university resolved, and from Arnes resolved this in 1 week.
Great. And you're all members of localization teams, right? Of Open Office, and so. The question I have is of course, when will the localized version of Slovenian and Italian language come out?
For Slovenian, you can say in 1 month from stable version.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately for us, we have Sun that is releasing the Italian localization, so we have just to do QA tests. But yeah, usually from the release we have about one week or 10 days before to release the official.
We have one problem here with the migration of localized help from version 1 to version 2. There were promises that strings that were translated in 1 will be in some way migrated into 2.0, but that migration script or whatever it is doesn't do it like it should. So many groups started to localize help from 0. That's big minus.
So what would you do?
The biggest part.
We don't know yet. We will get those strings that matches 100%, and this will give this will still leave us, I guess, 40,000 strings to translate.
In 1 month?
In 1 month there will be GUI translated.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And for the organizers of the next conference, any tips or wishes?
Half of this year surplus budget.
Yeah. This is what decided when we decide to arrange the conference, mm-hmm. is to dedicate a part of what will remain in the cash to the next conference. So this is a contract we signed, and a part of what will remain in the cash we will donate to the other conference next year.
And a tip, they should worry about the shuttle.
Also about
that's a big problem.
Yeah, also about communication.
And also, yes.
What kind of communication?
It's very necessary, that it's very important that that people can find information when they come in the place. So they need information printed on paper, signs and activities right on paper. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. In our case, there was even more problem, because we have some documents in Italian, some in Slovenian, we must all this translate into English.
English,
or
this is a real problem.
Nice mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So okay, everyone wants to thank someone. Who do you want to thank?
We should sponsors, but
sponsors,
have already did so many times.
We have to. Okay. Yeah, we have to thank the sponsors. Yeah.
And maybe here we could thank with all the individuals who gave their help for free.
Also people that helped us in arranging conference for places. I mean, Italian community, theater, university, Primorska University. Faculty of Pedagogy, they gave us a very, they are very helpful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Tu sei?
Gilda ce zice Paul?
Ce de minut?
I think this is even simpler, because the model dialogues, well, it must be guaranteed that the application, for instance, is disabled, that when a modal dialogue is open, it is clear that no other user interaction is possible to, for instance, pull it up again or something like this. But modus dialogues, they just communicate all the time with the application, which should be possible if there is something that listens to the implementation, of course. But I don't think that this is a principal problem when it was already solved for modus dialogues that already exist in OpenOffice. So I don't see a problem here.